Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Here's the big question. Why isn't your marketing plan working when you paid several thousand dollars to learn these strategies and you're doing everything you learned in that program exactly by the book? The truth is, you can have a great marketing plan, but if you aren't selling the right product to the right people, you're wasting your time, money, and reputation on the wrong strategy. Hey, my friend, welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, your resource for successful strategies, advice, and tools for new coaches, consultants, and service providers. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is the answer to what you've been hoping for, a place to get your hard questions answered about what it takes to launch and grow a services business. Be sure to also join us in the Life After Corporate Facebook group, where you'll get even more love from me and find a community of women just like you. So listen now and join us there later. Today, we're talking about doing the right things in the right order to grow your business as quickly as you can. By addressing the right problem, creating the right product, and marketing to the right people, the formula for success when you first start out is problem, product, and people. And what I've seen again and again is a person who had a big idea and then dove headlong into marketing that idea, spending time, energy, and in some cases, money, advertising that business only to come up empty-handed, burning through her savings and on the verge of going broke. And the only reason for that is that she did the right things, but in the wrong order. So when you first start out with your business, order matters. So what is the right order for you to invest your time and money in your fledgling business? Last night, I was on an Elevate Network mentor meetup. I'm the New York City chapter leader for the entrepreneurs community. And now that has turned into a global community since we're only meeting on Zoom for now. And in one of my meetups, I met a woman who is at the end of her career. She said to me, she said, I know I'll eventually age out and it's just a matter of time, but I'm not done yet. And I want to take my skills and do something new. My friends are saying, get your LLC, build a website. And is that what I'm supposed to be doing now? No, no, that's not what you're supposed to be doing right now, I said. And she smiled because in her heart, she already knew she wasn't ready for that step. So when you first start out, you need a clear vision of the problem you solve, the people you serve, and the product you're selling them. The messaging for your website and the name of your business all come from that very first stage of being a really good investigator. And if you're still employed and looking to create what's next, this is your place to start. Start with your mission and vision. What problem do you want to solve? What is it that gets you excited when you think about applying your skills and intellect and expertise to it? And what's the vision that you have for your lifestyle? Do you want to work a little or a lot? Are you looking for something that you can work part-time at and have plenty of time for travel? Or are you replacing your corporate salary or building a 7- or 8-figure business that you'll eventually sell? If you don't journal now, it's a great time to start and a great habit to develop. I know for me, it's a sacred part of my day. Getting my oatmeal cappuccino and grabbing my journal, and now while the weather is so beautiful, sitting out on my back deck under the pergola on my COVID purchase sofa, reflecting on what's going on in my head. That's where most of these podcast episodes come from. It's just a stream of consciousness reflection and listening to what the women around me are saying about their business. Your journal is your window into your soul, the path to your hidden desires. And since no one else reads it, you don't have to edit what comes to your mind. It could be the start of that book that you've always wanted to write. It could be anything that's just a stream of consciousness that you need to clear out the clutter that's in your mind so you make room for insight and inspiration. I would love to hear from you. And if you're journaling now, or if you plan to give it a try, just reach out to me on Messenger on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know if that's you. Are you journaling right now? Is that an integral part of your day? Is that part of your business practice? You've invested a lifetime in your own personal and professional development, and that has a ton of value no matter what your age. And it's a great time to reflect on how you'd like to use those skills. And maybe there are some skills you'd like to acquire while you still have the time. So I had a conversation with another woman yesterday who has really spent most of her time as a mother and a wife running the household. And now that her kids are grown and she's in her mid-40s, she's looking for what's next for her. And she's getting her coaching certification. She has a real estate license. She's got an insurance license. And we had a conversation and she said, "When is the right time for me to start?" You know, and I said, well, you have to have a problem that you want to solve, something that lights you up, that gets you excited, something that is a focus for the mission of the work that you want to bring to the world. And so that's what she went away with. She's not ready for us to work together right now. She has more work to do to find where do you want to focus your attention? What is that problem that you want to solve and who do you want to serve? So be open to seeing things in a new way and minding the gaps. A gap is a situation where there's a challenge or a problem, but solutions are hard to come by. It's a need that needs filling. And the good news is there are new gaps opening up all the time. New gaps mean new opportunities for you to carve out a unique niche and become known. And the gap is unique to a specific kind of person. So whether you're working with individuals or people in companies, there's always an emotional value to someone getting a problem solved. So start having conversations with people who you think you might like to work with. Be curious. See what makes them tick. What do they want? Where do they struggle? And what have they already tried? And what does the ideal solution look like to them? Is there anything here that turns you on, that could get you excited to jump out of bed in the morning and charge forward in your day with a new mission and purpose? Because that's what it will take for you to build a sustainable business. You need to be really pumped about your clients and how you're supporting them. So just yesterday in the launch lab, Julia was sharing the results of her market research. And I don't want to spill the beans because she's still working out her positioning and her offer, but she tapped an unmet need in a very specific market that could return six figures in her very first program launch. And I know she struggled to get to six figures in her nonprofit job. And we both got super excited by the realization that this could get her there in her first year on her own. Now, that's huge. That's huge. And if you're in a crowded market, of course, you need to solve a problem in a new way or solve a new problem to differentiate yourself from everyone else who might sound like you. There are thousands of business coaches out there, but none have the exact same skills and experiences that I have in packaging and pricing and marketing professional services. I've been doing this now for literally more than 27 years, and it's just second nature for me to work with you and help you uncover your natural gifts and new ways for you to apply them and monetize them in your own business. And truthfully, no one is me. People who join me in the Launch Lab are those that follow me and who I'm in communities with and who resonate with my particular brand of leadership in helping you jump from corporate to entrepreneur. And no one is like you either. And yet, to get discovered, you need to have some sizzling marketing that appeals to your audience. And if writing and speaking isn't your thing, then that's a great place to get support because words matter. Your words are the tools you need to hone and craft to attract your audiences and stand out. There's plenty of business for everyone, but you need to be seen and heard above the noise. So have a brainstorming session with yourself or with a buddy and share what you've learned in your conversations with people. What are the phrases that you hear over and over again? Start to spot the patterns. They are the keys to spot on positioning and messaging. I can build an entire talk based on what you uncover in these conversations and not know anything about your industry. It's so revealing when you just get into how people think about what they want and where they struggle. It gives you a window into how people think, and that's golden. I have actually had people ask me, "Are you reading my journal?" It's only after you've done this initial work and you have that crystal clarity of knowing your ideal client and having proof that they want what you're serving up that you can even begin to think about your programs and your pricing and what to put on a website. Most new coaches and consultants approach launching their business completely backwards. So don't put the cart before the horse or the website before your research. Dig into learning and being new to this. There's a halo effect when you first start out. You can be new and naive and sincerely curious, and people will open up to you for that. And for many of you, your first client engagements will come from these early conversations because you're building up trust in the people that you're speaking with. So this, my friend, is the basic foundation of any business, having a strategy that you can monetize where you have proof that people will pay you and that you can make your revenue goal over time, no matter how big or how small that is. This is the golden nugget. And if you want more golden nuggets, head over to the Life After Corporate group on Facebook, download the Expert's Pricing Calculator, and talk to me about what you want to achieve. Let me hold that big vision for you, my friend, and show you a step-by-step path for how to make that vision your everyday. That's it for now, my friend. Till next time. And before I let you go, my friend, I want to highlight for you that there are two things available to you. One is that expert pricing calculator that you can download to model out your packages and pricing strategies and get a clear idea of just how many prospects you'll need to welcome into your circle in order to reach that revenue goal. And that is gold for any coach or consultant or service provider who wants to ensure that they're impacting the people they want to impact. And on September 15th, the day this show drops, I am hosting a Fresh Out of Corporate Pricing Masterclass. So be sure to look for that if you join me in the Facebook group, Life After Corporate. There'll be a link to the event there. Jump over there, sign up. We're getting online at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Join us and let's roll up our sleeves, go over the 5 pricing mistakes people tend to make and 3 strategies that you can employ today to improve your prices. And who doesn't want to raise? That's it for now, my friends. I will see you again real soon. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.